All right, Tom, let's head down to Washington, D.C. Our good friends in the Senate, they get summer vacation,
too. Nancy Yagnanovich is on recess?
No, I think she still brings it every day. Nancy Yagnanovich, Bloomberg government senior congressional reporter. No summer recess for her. Nancy, our good friends in the Senate, they've got a couple of days left of work. What's on their to-do list?
Oh, good morning. Well, I'm not on recess yet, and I don't know if this goes into next week or not.
Okay.
But over the weekend, I think the Senate, the Democrats are going to be trying really hard to push forward on this thing I call the budget reconciliation bill, which has a fancy name, Inflation Reduction Act. And in the meantime, while waiting for everything to align, they're trying to do some other things. But at least last night, they got a big bill done to help veterans who are exposed to toxins. Right. Overseas.
Is President Biden on the up this week? Does he enter August with a jump to his step, or is he on the back foot like so much of July?
Well, I think that the announcement of the terrorist strike from the other night is helpful, especially with the contrast to what was announced about Afghanistan pullout in August of last year. But also, I think he's getting ready to have two big bill signings down at the White House, one for that CHIPS Act, to bipartisan, to boost the semiconductor industry in this country, and the second one, that big bill that they passed last night dealing with vets, toxic exposure. Those two probably will have big bill signings in the next, 7 to 10 days, maybe even less. So those are things that he can promote and Democrats can promote when they go back home on the campaign trail. And then you have this new version of Build Back Better. Sure, it's less than half the size, but there are things in there to reduce prescription drug prices and so on over time, not immediately. And those things, are helpful for them.
Is that enough, though? I mean, what's the feeling in Congress, in Washington, Nancy, about when we all come back from our summer recess? Those of us who don't have summer recess will be here. But I mean, those that come back, how bad do they expect those midterm elections to be? Is there a feeling that's gelling, given maybe what we saw from some of the recent primaries over the last day or two?
Pretty bad. I mean, right now, it looks very difficult for Democrats to hold on to the House, and some people think that Pelosi's trip to Asia is kind of like representing her knowledge that this will be the last, perhaps, as Speaker, to do this kind of thing. It's bad, the prospects to hold on to the House, but in the Senate, Democrats still have a chance. It's 50-50, so just one seat matters. But Republicans have got some so-called exotic or even weak candidates, like Herschel Walker in Georgia, and some really strong, Democratic candidates. But they don't know if they're going to hang on there either. And so when they come back, I think then that they want, and now, and when they come back, they're going to try to do as much as they can while they control both chambers and they have a Democratic president to sign bills. Because next year, probably the best case scenario is that Democrats have to work with Republicans in a divided Congress.
And Nancy, one final question. Does the oxygen change in the Capitol in an election year after Labor Day? Is there something about the tip point into September?
Well, actually, absolutely true. But nowadays, it starts even earlier. Some people think it starts in May, but by June. But yeah, definitely.
So they're in the September and October of our Ute right now.
Yeah, and I just got to tell you, because you know what this means. When they come back in September, just about the only thing they'll really be able to do is a continuing resolution to fund the government. And then their wheels up again. They run. They run for the campaign trail.
Okay, Nancy, thank you so much.
I love Nancy because she's got that feel for what's happening down there.
It's like massive throwback. Love it.
Yep.
Bloomberg government senior congressional correspondent said with great respect, Nancy Yagnanovich.